Gospel reading is to be found on page 849 of the Pew Bibles, and it's Luke 14. Begin to read at verse 7. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honour, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honour, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place," and then in disgrace you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honoured in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbours, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you, take us. I wonder, when was the last time that you were invited out for a meal? Can you remember what you had to eat? Who else was on the guest list, I wonder? What was the occasion? And I wonder, when was the last time you invited someone over for lunch or for dinner or perhaps out for a cup of coffee? Who did you invite? And how did you decide your guest list? Well, of course, birds of a feather will flock together, so the saying goes. We're more likely, aren't we, to spend time with those who are like us. Jesus, though, was saying something else. Pay attention to who you show hospitality to. Because in God's kingdom, hospitality isn't about inviting people so that you get an invitation back. It's about including and welcoming everyone with the radical love of God. Two Sundays ago was a Sunday off for me, and on these Sundays off, Dave gets to choose where we worship, because generally he's following me about most of the time. And Dave chose for us to go to a church near to the centre of Birmingham, near Digbeth Coach Station. One of Dave's former mentees is the leader in the church, and Dave wanted to catch up with how things were going with him. Most of the church congregation there are refugees or asylum seekers, and we were invited to stay on for lunch after the service that followed. The service felt like a treat. As part of the church's outreach, it hosts English-speaking classes, and many of the class members who are learning English join worship on a Sunday too. Many nationalities were present in that service. There were a good number of people from Iran, from French-speaking African countries and European nations. People from Afghanistan were there too. And so we sang some of the worship songs in French, some in Farsi, and some in English. And as the preacher originated from Cameroon, the sermon was preached in French and translated into English. Lunch that followed was enjoyed by Iranian, Afghani, Spanish, Ethiopian, Eritrean, Cameroonian, is that how you say people from Cameroon? British, Turkish, and more. Many of these people groups would not usually sit and eat with each other. And it was a real glimpse of heaven to sit and eat and chat together as we heard each other's stories and shared each other's joys and challenges. The church were a real example of the hospitality of the kingdom of God. I wonder, when was the last time that we had a coffee or shared a meal with someone of a different age, or perhaps a different faith, or a different level of income to our own? Birds of a feather will stick together, but Jesus says, make an effort. Include others on your list who you wouldn't naturally invite. Yes, it can be tricky in terms of conversation. I mean, what exactly will you talk about? But do it anyway. Do it to demonstrate the inclusiveness of the kingdom of God. And we make that very easy here. Buffet lunch at the vicarage and coffee, cake and chat are examples of where you can begin to get to know people just a little bit different from you. Why not come along next time? And how about if you've been coming for a while, is there someone that you can invite to come along with you? Now, of course, there are other ways to get to know people over food and to share our food. We can donate to food banks, give to charities such as Christian Aid. We could cook a meal for someone else. All those things are very worthwhile. But what they won't do is to change us in quite the same way. We need to search out for those who are different from us and listen for the real life stories from real people, to let those stories change us into seeing life in someone else's shoes. When we're invited into a relationship with God, we're invited to more than just coming to church on a Sunday. The invitation is to get to know God better through reading our Bibles, through prayer, through chatting all these things through with others. The good news of Jesus Christ welcomes all, not just those we would normally expect to be on the guest list. I think there's going to be a few surprises for us when we get to heaven. And where does our Hebrews reading fit in? Grant read, "Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers. Remember those in prison. Remember your leaders and imitate their faith." I hope that if I've shown you anything over these last 6 years, it's been something to do with looking outwards to offer the hope and love of Jesus Christ. And that's usually taken place over food, hasn't it? You will know that I have cooked and cleaned and served and welcomed in church, in our home, in Food Cycle, through taking in a Ukrainian family, through supporting work with asylum seekers and refugees, because we are called to love one another. Jesus, throughout his life, reminds us that what we do on earth, how we live, how we treat other people, how we speak of other people, matters. Of course, we are free to lead our lives as we wish, but we are accountable. There are no favourites. There are no excuses. It's hard. And it's especially hard here in our part of the world for two reasons, I think. With so much poverty in our world, where do we begin? Appeal after appeal, or maybe on our way into work in town, we might see homeless person after homeless person. Should we help them all? Compassion fatigue is a well-known phenomenon. And in our society, we are told there is an us and a them. Just who are the undeserving poor anyway? We forget that at the heart of poverty are real people with real stories. And they are also loved by God. Our political leaders and media set us up against one another. We live in a society that tells us that more is always better, and we can never be truly satisfied with what we have. And people who are different from us are there to take it from us. And yet part of our discipleship as followers of Jesus is to include the practical things of caring for the poor and welcoming the stranger. But we need to be reminded time and time again that that is who and what we are called to be, because it is so countercultural in our nation. You certainly won't see "Welcome the Stranger" as a headline in the national press. Quite the opposite at the moment, in fact. If you follow Curate Louise on Facebook, you will have seen her post about the jar of ants. It said this: if you put 100 black ants and 100 red ants in a jar, they get along just fine. But if you shake the jar hard, they start fighting until they destroy each other. Because the red ants think the black ants are the enemy, and the black ants think the red ants are the enemy. But the real enemy is the person who is shaking the jar. The same thing happens time and time and time again in our human society. Before we fight each other, we should be asking, who is shaking the jar? We need to practice welcome and hospitality and encourage it as a habit together if it's got a chance to take root and become habit in our lives. We already do this as a church community here. We support the local food bank, Teams for You shoeboxes, coffee, cake and chat. We're part of Welcome Churches, a network that supports refugees and asylum seekers. Our serving is an act of our hospitality and our evangelism. It's been a real privilege for me over the past 30 years to volunteer and work alongside people of all nationalities, including our own. Whether that be in city centre soup runs, in homeless shelters, collecting and dropping in sleeping bags, volunteering with Food Cycle, working for Birmingham City Mission. I've been part of a number of churches where the majority do not draw their heritage from the UK, and worshipping together with my brothers and sisters from around the world always feels like a treat, a little glimpse of heaven. It's one of the reasons that we say our collect prayer together. It's the prayer for the Anglican Church throughout the world that connects us to our brothers and sisters. How we treat people from our own nations, how we speak of others, because we are the body of Christ, is important. A reminder that Jesus was a refugee, fleeing with his earthly parents as a small child to escape massacre. Many of us are in jobs where we can welcome the stranger, feed the hungry, care for the sick. Some of us make policy that is just. Some of us work or support charities. Some of us build community with our colleagues by listening and caring. Some of us who might be at school or staying at home or caring for a loved one, or those of us who are retired and part of a variety of groups, we can look out for those on the edge of these groups too. We can always offer a welcome, help strangers to become friends. Going along to a new group can be a huge thing. Welcome others in. I know many of you sitting here this morning are those who visit the Housebound, put on coffee mornings to allow strangers to become friends, visit people in hospital, volunteer as school governors, and so on. Serving is best when it's mutual and reciprocal. You need to be aware, of course, of patronising do-good culture and instead seek a Christ-like way of serving that is glad to honour others by giving as well as receiving. The church believes that it has a message of hope and good news to share with the whole world, the transformation offered by and through Jesus Christ. The new life that Jesus brings to individuals will be seen both in active membership of the Christian church and in a life of mission and serving that mirrors Jesus' own life. How the message of good news is shared effectively through our words and deeds in the 21st century is one of the biggest challenges for the church today. That's why we must continue to practice the habit of hospitality in its widest sense as we reach out to other people. It's a reminder of the generosity of God's people. The world says one thing, but we are encouraged as God's people to live by the love rules of a very different kingdom, the kingdom of God. This different way of living, this call to welcome the stranger and love one another, causes others to look again at their own life and their own standards. May our lives cause people to do the same. I'm going to finish with a prayer that was published by Birmingham Cathedral this last week. So we bow our heads to pray. Lord Jesus, you were born into this world with nothing. Help us not to jealously guard what we have. You escaped the wrath of Herod and went to Egypt as a baby. Help us to protect those who were forced to flee their home. You had no family, money, or place to rest your head on earth. Help us to welcome those staying in shelters and hostels. You declared yourself to be the way of life. Help us to remember that we are all temporary dwellers upon this earth. You were killed outside the city walls. Help us to be a city of sanctuary for those who hope to live. You left your home in heaven to share your life with humankind. Help us give thanks for the gifts of all around us. You are with us in the face of the hungry, the naked, and the stranger. Help us receive you gladly with all our hearts. Lord Jesus, refuge of every tribe and people and nation, help us, save us, and have mercy on us. Amen. Amen.